Well, this is my first time to preach in English service, so how I want to say hello to everybody, and I think you've been a good year this year. All right? Yeah. Amen. Okay. I had many good news, so I'd like to have a little bit of testimony before I preach. First, my younger son, Taku, passed the junior high school entrance examination. She passed the test. Thank you. His brother, my older son, got into the same school, Shudo Junior and High School. It's in Sendamachi. It's a private school, and it's a good school. So they both studied very hard from fourth grade, and they passed the exam. Yeah. And the next one is my wife will graduate from college, and she's going to be our 保育園の先生ってなんて言うんだろうな。 Preschool teacher, yeah. It's a corresponding college, so she's been studying for 3 years, and I helped her report a little bit. She worked very hard, so she passed the test. And actually, she started her job last week. She got the job before he graduated from school, and she's now in preschool teacher. It's a Nakayoshi Hoikuen in Nakahiro. And another one is I'm in charge of the small pioneer church in Kure. It's called Seto Uchi Church. I asked you to pray for that church. We got a new church building last fall, and now we'll have a new pastor. This coming, they'll come to this church March 20th. And thank you for prayer. So I do not need to go that church frequently. But they are very talented. He can speak Chinese, and she can speak English. So I will ask them to come this international service and have a fellowship and ask them to preach. And so we could have more congregation. And especially we have some speak Chinese, so. And he wants to, he used to be candidates of the missionary to China. He did not go to China actually, but he has a hard to spread the gospel to China, Chinese. So there are many Chinese in Hiroshima and Kure area, so he can reach out to Chinese, even in Japan. Maybe that'd be all. well blessed. Praise God. Thank you so much. Would you turn this microphone on a little bit? Thank you. This year, I will preach maybe once a month, and I'd like to do some project. Last year, I preached under the theme, The Message of the Cross, and this year, I'd like to do some kind of project, that is, read the Gospel of Mark. Read the Gospel of Mark. So I will explain why first. But basically, I will read, and I want you to read Mark in this service. And I will record your voice, and put the record on our website. And that is because the people are coming and going, this congregation, right? And so I don't know how many people.
Over
guess?
100 plus.
Yeah, 100 plus, yes. Yeah, many people came and went back to their own country, or different countries. So I'd like to record your voice. You don't need to tell who you are, but your voice will be on our website, and we will hear your voice and recognize, oh, this is somebody. You know, where? And then we will pray for you. And also, you can hear the voice, even you know, from everywhere in the world, and you can you know, remind your memory why you're in Mitaki. Is that good?
Better than my voice.
Another reason why I want you to read the Mark is Mark, the Gospel of Mark, is basically written to recite, to read. And recently research found out that Mark was a storyteller. And the Gospel of Mark is not written to be read, but to you know, recite, to the tell, like a storytelling. So let me show you one sample. Somebody reading Mark. Then you can imagine what I'm telling about. Thank you.
The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1. The beginning of the Gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John came, baptizing in the desert region and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt round his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message. After me will come one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven. You are my Son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased. At once the Spirit sent him out into the desert, and he was in the desert 40 days being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. After John was put in...
Like this. You are looking at your Bible, but in the first century, they didn't have any Bibles. So maybe in a dark room, only one candle, the storyteller hold the maybe scrolls, and read. And of course not in English, basically. But when you hear, you know, when you read, you will make your own idea in your brain. But when you hear the story, the reaction in your brain is a little bit different. Especially someone who read, this is a professional reader. So if you, you know, you can hear the little bit difference, you know. So if you hear the voice, somebody reading and listening, you have a different idea, different image. So that is very important. So I want you to read the Bible, maybe by section. Today, chapter 1, I'll try chapter 1. And I need some volunteer. Maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7. 7 people. So please raise your hand, volunteers. 7? No? Please. 1. Yeah, thank you. 2, 3. Just 3? I need 4? Okay, thank you. Well, thank you. Yeah? Another? Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. It's 5? All right, good. All right. Okay. All right. And so please, I'll give you the time to practice. Okay, now. So who's the first? Verse 1 to 8, the beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ and the Son of God, and verse 7, verse 8. Okay, Bob, you're the first. Okay, and section 2, the baptism temptation of Jesus. Okay, Ian, and the calling of the first disciples. Oh, okay, you, Matthew, read Mark. Jesus drives out an evil spirit. Amy? Okay. And Jesus heals Mary. Okay, thank you. And Jesus prays in the solitary place. Okay, Corey. And finally, a man with leprosy. We'll read. A man with leprosy. Nobody? Okay. Maybe I? Oh, thank you.
Question.
Yes?
Does it have to be the NIV?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, read your own Bible. Yeah. Yeah. In English, please.
Yeah.
So, give you time to practice, and please come forward, and I give you a chair. So please read a little bit slowly, and with some, intonation, yeah?
Flat.
Yeah, no. No. Okay. Yeah, maybe let's read together once, then give you a more image. I'm not the man who English is my first language, but I try to my best. Okay, let's start. The beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight path for him. And so John came, baptizing in the desert region and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sins. They are baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message. After me will come one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As Jesus was coming up out of water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven. This is very important. This is the voice from heaven. See? You have to read. As a father. Yeah, good, Ian. You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. See? If you, you know, this is my purpose I want you to read. When you read before in front of the people, and you have to show the meaning of the sentence, you know, you have to express somehow. If you do not understand the meaning of the sentence, it's not easy to express, you know, the so. Like these sentences, or if you read the prophets, the verse 2-3. So this is the Isaiah voice. So you have to kind of image, you know, this is the idea, the prophets, the Isaiah. I will send my messenger ahead of you. Kind of like. It's too exaggerated, you know. Okay, let's read together. You are my son, whom I love. With you I'm well pleased. At once the Spirit sent him out into the desert, and he was in the desert 40 days. Being tempted by Satan, he was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. So please... read over action, you know, over exaggerated. You know, not read like a flat. Okay? Okay? So give you three minutes to read your part. Practice. Are you guys all right? Ready? Ready? You can do that? Okay, great. Okay, let's do that. And ask you the comment after that. Give you the chair. I give you the chair. Let me see. Oh, this is good. This is good. Okay.
Sit right here.
Yeah. And microphone. Yeah. Yeah. This is very important.
It's like
beginning part. Yeah. Okay, close your eyes. Please close your eyes. Concentrate.
And no snoring.
Okay, go. Are you ready?
The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Look, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were flocking to him, and they were baptized by him in the Jordan River as they confessed their sins. John wore a camel hair garment with a leather belt around his waist, and ate locusts and wild honey. He was preaching, "Someone more powerful than I will come after me, I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the straps of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you. Great. Thank you. Oh, good start. Oh. Okay, Ian. Come on. Oh. Can you imagine a little bit the sight of Galilee, Jordan River? Okay. If you're ready, start.
Close your eyes.
Yeah, close your eyes.
At a time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once, the Spirit sent him out into the desert, and he was in the desert 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with wild animals, and angels attended him.
Thank you. Okay. A voice from heaven. Thank you, Matthew.
After John had been put in prison, Jesus went to Galilee and preached the good news from God. "The right time has come," he said, "and the kingdom of God is near. Turn away from your sins and believe the good news." As Jesus walked along the shore of Lake Galilee, he saw two fishermen, Simon and his brother Andrew, catching fish with a net. Jesus said to them, "Come with me, and I will teach you to catch people." At once they left their nets and went with him. He went a little farther on and saw two other brothers, James and John, the son of Zebedee. They were in their boat, getting their nets ready. As soon as Jesus saw them, he called them. They left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and went with Jesus.
Man, thank you. Good, good, good. Okay, Amy.
Jesus drives out an evil spirit. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teacher of the law. Just then, a man in the synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly. "Come out of him." The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A teaching? A new teacher? With authority? He even gives orders to evil spirits and they obey him." News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee.
Thank you. Great. Wow. Be quiet. Huh.
Jesus heals many. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was.
Jesus prays in a solitary place. Very early in the morning, when it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went looking for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I've come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons.
A man with leprosy. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him and he was cured. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning, "See that you don't tell this to anyone. But go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere.
So much. You guys are great reader, great teller. Yes. Next month, the one who do not read today, will read. Okay. Of course, you can read twice and more again. But I want you, all of you, to read, and please record your voice in our website. But what do you feel when you read or when you hear the story? Is there any difference between just read with your eyes? Ian? What's the difference?
At the same time, reading, you also hear what you...
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you read with your eyes,
yeah.
It's different when you read with voice.
Yeah, so when you read with your voice, you can hear your own voice.
Yeah.
So you have some different idea or different feelings.
Because I heard from someone, when you study, it's better to read them aloud so you can easily remember.
Yes. That's right. When you hear, it's easy to remember than you read with your eyes. Yeah, voice can stay in your mind. Like, I still stay, somebody read, "Be quiet." You know, it's very deep in my heart. Yeah, like, is there any comments? Reading, listening, the same? I hope you will make your image, make your own picture in your mind when you hear, you know. God gave us the Bible with the letters, with the words and sentences. God gave, did not give us, or did not do, does not give us the video or DVD. It's not the matter of time, you know, because God can send Jesus Christ this time, 21st century, but God sent His Son in the first century. They have letters, they have words, they have the written materials, and they had a good language. It's Greek. God uses Greek to reveal His idea, to record what He wants us to know. But now, we in the 21st century, we are the men of visual. You know, we always watching TV and pictures. So we are so possessed by the moving images. But God gave the words. That is, the words will come in our mind and brain and heart and make our own picture. Like when you read the, when you hear or read the John's baptism, he wore the camel's hair and leather belt. I've never seen the camel's hair, and I have the leather belt, but I've never seen that before. So you have own different pictures. Yeah, imagination. Yes, but God allow us to imagine, you know. And when John the Baptist, he was a forerunner, and he put the people in the water and taught them the baptism. But he declared that the one who will come later after me will have higher authority. I'll baptize with water, but He will baptize with the Spirit. That is not the image we can make, right? Even Steven Spielberg cannot make the picture of Spirit. But if we make some ideas, you know, maybe we'll be different from God's idea. But the image we make in our mind through the words, that is the connection between we and God. You know, so the picture of Jesus is different. Maybe we have the image of Jesus like some of the famous pictures, right? Most of the Jesus pictures are Americans or Europeans, white, and long hair. Yeah. But Jesus is Arabic, actually. Yeah, he's Jew. Yeah. So, I don't know when, but some years ago, the BBC made the Jesus image, right? It's like Arafat or some kind of Near Eastern leaders. So the people in the United States and Europe, they hate that image. But Jesus was the one of Arabic people, you know. So, but God does not want us give us any correct picture of Jesus. So we can make our own. Yeah, Japanese, like Japanese, like Chinese. If you go to Africa, I heard you guys in Africa, that in Africa, Jesus is black, right? Right? Yeah. You cannot imagine that. Yes. If you go to China, they make their Chinese-like Jesus image. That's true. I saw that. Yeah. But that is, God wants us to some image, make our own story in our brain. But through that image, we'll have the idea what God wants us to know. So especially reading and hearing makes us more like ability to have the image. So I want you to read the Bible, use your voice, and or read or hear. Do you know some website or just Bible and reading, or Bible audio?
IDS.org.
Yeah. I sometimes check that website and just listen to the Bible. Yeah. If you're tired to read, just listen. Yeah. Your computer reads. Yeah, I recorded from one of the website. Yeah. Professional readers read for you. Yeah. And listen to the image, the word of God, and make your image wider. In Gospel of Mark, we read the chapter 1. Maybe somebody recognized that Jesus came out just suddenly, no introduction. Just John the Baptist and Jesus. No story of birth. No genealogies. Just Jesus came up and went to desert and came back to Galilee and started healing. What a guy! Yeah. And he went to the Sea of Galilee and called some fishermen, come follow me. And they went. That's too quick and too easy. Yeah. But verse 35, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to the solitary place. This is the contrast. He showed himself with power, drove the demons, healed the sickness. But one night, still in the dark, he went to the solitary place and prayed. But poor his disciples found Jesus. Even he was praying in solitary place. Jesus, what are you doing? What are you doing now? The people are coming, and come and heal them. And Jesus I'm so disappointed in you, but we have to go in the different places and drive out the demons. And then the man of leprosy came, and he filled his compassion, and he reached out his hands and touched the man, and I am willing. Be clean. So we'll imagine his active part and his non-active part, the prayer and doing something. But the Jesus in Mark is very busy. Very busy. So from next month, we'll read chapter 2, 3, 4, and Jesus is always doing something, but not his will. We'll see. Jesus wants to have a fellowship with God, but somebody get him to do that. He like it was driven by somebody, or maybe the spirit, the people. He went to the desert by spirit. But finally, he will go to the heaven, go to the cross. So let's read together and try to understand the Gospel of Mark, and let's get some good food together. Amen? Thank you. Thank you for cooperating.